On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. In today's episode, we're going to talk more about Shohei Ohtani being both the leadoff hitter as the designated hitter for the American League All-Star team in the 2021 All-Star Game, as well as being the starting pitcher for the AL All-Star team. We're going to talk about what he did, the historic impact that he has had on the game this year, and specifically in this game alone. We'll talk about Jared Walsh making his All-Star Game debut. And then in the second part, in the latter half of the episode, we're going to talk about the MLB draft and how the Angels picked 20 pitchers with their 20 picks this year and what that means for the Angels. Before we do so, as usual, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Wednesday. Hope you are doing well and recovering from a pretty crazy handful of days being an Angels fan. I mean, more specifically, being a baseball fan. This was a crazy stretch. We had the final slate of games for the first half on Sunday. We had the futures game, the first rounds of the MLB draft on Monday, on Sunday. And then Monday, we had rounds 2 through 10 of the MLB draft. We had the home run derby. And then Tuesday, day 3 of the MLB draft, and then the 2021 All-Star Game in Colorado. And more specifically for Angels fans, it was a pretty crazy couple of days because of what Shohei Ohtani was able to do. Look, we have spent so much time this season talking about how historic this is and what Shohei Ohtani is doing, how it is literally breaking that glass ceiling of what was perceived to be possible as a Major League Baseball player. The Babe Ruth comparisons they're out in full force at this point. Shohei Ohtani was the face of the All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, everything that went down on Monday and Tuesday in Colorado. You know, if you're listening to this, you're an Angels fan. You have seen all of this season. But we really saw this up from a national level instead of just seeing it from maybe a local level, seeing it as Angels fans. We really got to see Ohtani on that national stage, and he really did not disappoint. Obviously, we talked about what he did on Monday. Didn't make it past the first round in the home run derby, but still hit 28 home runs. 6 of them traveled over 500 feet, averaged 465 feet on those home runs. That was the highest average of any of the 8 contestants. It was definitely not maybe the exact performance we expected, but we certainly saw a lot of home runs. And then Tuesday, you know, we found out on Monday that Ohtani was going to be doing this thing as both the leadoff hitter and the starting pitcher for the AL All-Star team. I don't know if it really hit home until it was actually announced on the Fox pregame show going into the All-Star game, when Joe Buck, who calls the All-Star games on an annual basis, said Shohei Ohtani as the leadoff hitter, as the DH, and also the starting pitcher. I mean, it was pretty surreal to see that. I think a lot of other people who follow baseball, who follow the Angels, Ohtani, really kind of had that same impression of, wow, this is actually happening. We have watched everything that Ohtani has done this season, but we're now seeing this on the biggest possible stage at the Midsummer Classic. So Ohtani, again, did not disappoint in this game. No, he didn't hit any home runs at the plate. No, he didn't reach base. But both of his at-bats, put the ball in play. The first one in a non-shift situation very well could have been a base hit according to StatCast. His first at-bat where he grounded out, the baseball had a 450 expected batting average. Maybe not quite the same for the second plate appearance, but still was really cool to see him leading off and putting the ball in play and on the mound. This is where he really showed his skills. 1-2-3 inning against Fernando Tatis Jr., Max Muncy, Nolan Arenado. He got two swing and misses against one against Fernando Tatis Jr. We saw another one against Nolan Arenado. His fastball velocity averaged 98.2 miles per hour on the seven fastballs that he threw. A couple of really nasty sliders that he was able to get across, a couple of good splitters. So we got that full Shohei Ohtani experience. Two plate appearances, pitched a scoreless inning on the mound. It was a lot of fun. I mean, again, as someone who follows the Angels on a daily basis, I mean, I've seen this the entire season. None of what he did was a surprise. We have seen all of these skills. I think what was so cool was just seeing the type of hype that was around Shohei Ohtani really for much of the last couple days. I do think this has been a growing phenomenon for the entire sports world. I do think it has been like a huge growing moment for the sport of baseball. I think Ohtani is really permeating that the perceived reality of baseball. I think a lot of casual sports fans who maybe lean towards watching basketball or football or other sports have kind of realized that Ohtani is such a rare type of talent that a lot of people are gravitating towards the sport right now. And that is nothing but great for the league. And that is something that Ohtani himself said in some of the post-game stuff for the All-Star game. He said, it's great that, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he was saying, yeah, it's great that so many people are invested in me, but more than anything, he was saying, it's great for the sport of baseball. It's great for Major League Baseball that this many people have been invested. I don't have the luxury of knowing what the numbers are for ratings for the Home Run Derby as of right now in the All-Star game. That's probably something that's going to come out in the next few days. But I have to imagine, based on what we're seeing from a public point of view, Shohei Ohtani himself is really driving a lot of the attendance numbers right now. And yes, there are a lot of other players in the sport that we can say are responsible for that. Fernando Tatis Jr., very clearly one of those guys as well. But I think my point is, this was really the culmination of everything that we've seen from Shohei Ohtani so far this season. We have seen the numbers, the two-way superstardom, but being able to see that on the national level, on the biggest stage possible, was really quite fun to see. So yeah, Ohtani, a scoreless inning on the mound in his first All-Star game appearance, and then went 0-for-2 at the plate with two groundouts. But nonetheless, this was a memorable, unforgettable, historic type of performance from Shohei Ohtani. So in the second part of the episode, we're going to talk about Jared Walsh and his impact on the Angels and really just making it to this level, making it into the All-Star game. And then we're going to talk about the MLB draft. We'll probably spend some more time talking about this tomorrow, but we are going to get into this. But before we do so, let me tell you about Freshly. Dinner time can be chaotic, but with Freshly, it's easy. Their chefs take care of your meals a few nights a week and take the pressure off of you. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. There is no cooking required. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak, peppercorn, sausage baked penny, or their chicken pesto bowl. And right now, Freshly's offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/lockedon. Again, that's Freshly.com /LockedOn for $40 off your first two orders. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. So make sure to download the free Green Room app currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join any group for the latest league updates. Again, download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way that we talk about sports. So let's get back into some of this Angels discussion. Look, we've spent so much time talking about Shohei Ohtani, and for good reason. I mean, he is the face of Major League Baseball as it currently stands right now. Everybody is talking about him, so it is completely justified to be invested in all of this. But I do think, lost amidst the Shohei Ohtani stuff, when we're talking about this from an Angels perspective, is Jared Walsh. Mike Trout went out in the middle of May, and it was very unclear how the Angels were going to be able to respond. And Shohei Ohtani has been responsible for a lot of the Angels' success, but Jared Walsh himself has been a huge part of this as well. First-time All-Star this year, one of the better hitters in the American League and in all of baseball. And if you go back just to last season when he came up, he's been one of the top 10 or 15 hitters in the entire sport. He has done nothing but hit at this point, and it's been an incredible story, not just for the Angels, but for him as well. Seeing him get that first All-Star game appearance was awesome. No, he was not able to get on base, but it was awesome to see him in that game. And I don't think I have too much else to offer for analysis from what Jared Walsh did, but I did want to mention him and talk about the fact that he has been a humongous part of where the Angels are at right now. I mean, a lot of things have gone wrong this season, but a guy like Jared Walsh doing what he's done this season has played a huge part in the Angels being above 500 going into the All-Star break. So major kudos to Walsh for making it to this point, getting himself out there in the game. That was an awesome sight to be seen, not just, you know, for him, for his family, friends, but for a lot of Angels fans who are really becoming even bigger fans of Jared Walsh. But I want to finish this episode talking about day three of the MLB draft. I'll do some more kind of in-depth stuff for tomorrow's episode and really dive into some of the picks that I liked, some of the players that could be interesting. But I do think it's important to spend some time talking about the fact that this is the first time ever, and I believe this is according to J.J. Cooper of Baseball America, that any team in the Major League amateur draft has selected 20 pitchers with their first 20 picks of the draft. So this is a little bit different than it's usually been, because the amount of players being selected has gone down to 20 this year. But it doesn't change the fact that the Angels had 20 picks and 20 of them were pitchers. And even more crazy is the fact that 19 of them were college pitchers. We talked about this a little bit in yesterday's episode. At least we kind of hinted at it a little bit. When the Angels, when we look at where the Angels are at right now, some of their major problems at the major league level, organizationally, and looking not just at this year, but over the last 5 years or so, it's been pitching, pitching, and pitching. They have not been able to develop any meaningful pitching in any sort of way. And if you're looking for a way to fix that and to try to fix it as quick as possible through the draft, the best way to do so is picking college pitchers. This is something I mentioned yesterday. College pitchers generally have a lower bust rate than high school pitchers for obvious reasons. They're older, they're closer to the major leagues, they're a little bit more advanced, they're a little bit safer, and that just makes them a less risky pick. That does not mean that the Angels just completely nailed this draft. It's saying that by taking 19 college pitchers out of your 20 picks, the Angels lowered a lot of their risk in trying to project these guys moving forward. And again, we're going to spend some more time kind of talking about these guys in tomorrow's episode, but I do think it's an interesting collection of guys that have higher floors, lower ceilings, maybe some senior signs from college that can maybe move through the system a little bit quicker, maybe have fewer flaws than other guys. There are some other guys as well that maybe end up in the bullpen due to injury concerns, command issues, but have higher upsides that if a few things break right, the Angels could turn some of these guys into quality prospects. The overall point that I want to make is the Angels need pitching. They need it quick. And if you were looking for a way to do that through this draft, you couldn't have picked a better method of doing so. Is it risky? Obviously, not picking a single position player in the draft is, we'll see what happens. It's definitely something that we've never seen done before. But when you look at where the Angels currently stand, they're not short on not just position players at the major league level, but in the minor leagues as well. We talked about it yesterday. Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh, Jordan Adams, Jeremiah Jackson, Kyren Paris. There are a lot of very interesting position player prospects located at various levels throughout the minor league system. So they're kind of in a good spot from that perspective, but pitching obviously is a big concern. They've got plenty of impending free agent starters, most of whom have not been very good this season. Yes, you've got Reed Detmers, Chris Rodriguez in the upper minors, but beyond them, it's pretty thin on the pitching side of things. So again, we'll spend some more time in tomorrow's episode looking at some of these guys specifically, which guys I kind of liked, but I've got to say, this was a ballsy approach from the Angels, but I think it's one that could pay huge dividends if they're able to hit on some of these guys. So we're going to take our final break of this episode, but first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is one of the best tasting protein bars on the market right now. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there is something for everyone. Whether you're looking for a fruity flavor like raspberry, a traditional chocolate flavor like double chocolate, or something more interesting such as cookies and cream or mint brownie, Built Bar has you covered. But most importantly, Built Bars are not just the best tasting, they're the healthiest protein bars out there. Bars have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 150 to 200 calories, and they're all low in sugar and net carbs. And if you go to built.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 15% off your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED for 15% off at built.com. So it's been a crazy handful of days for the Angels, for Angels fans. We've got a little bit of a letdown over the next couple days. We've got no Angels game, no baseball as a whole on Wednesday. Only one major league game on Thursday between the Yankees and Red Sox, and then the Angels are back at it on Friday. So as I mentioned, Thursday's episode, we're really going to dive into the MLB draft and spend some sufficient time talking about that. Look, I've already complained too much about the MLB draft, but because of the timing of all of this and when it fell, I felt like I was not able to cover it quite as well, and I do think it's important to dive into that a little bit more. We have rightfully talked about Shohei Ohtani plenty over the last couple days, but we're going to spend Thursday's episode talking about the MLB draft and looking at where the Angels farm system could be right now. And then Friday, as usual, Friday fan mailbag. So if you have any questions, you can definitely send those in at any time. But I believe that's all I've got for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there. We will talk some Angels baseball on Thursday. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.